I declare the meeting open at 5:30 PM. I welcome councillors, management, members of the public in attendance to the City of Melbourne. May I ask that all mobile phones be turned to silent for the duration of the meeting. We respectfully acknowledge that we are meeting on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. This place is now known by the name of Melbourne. Melbourne is one of the great multicultural cities of the world and a significant meeting place. For the Kulin Nation, Melbourne has always been an important meeting place and a location for events of social, educational, sporting and cultural significance. Should there be any queries relating to the conduct of the meeting, the documentation or the submission process, please speak with a member of the Council Business Team after the meeting. The agenda comprises 6 reports from management, 4 of which are confidential, and 2 items of general business, 1 of which is confidential. No apologies have been received. If any councillor has a direct or indirect interest as a finding of the Local Government Act 1989 in relation to an item to be considered by council, please disclose the type and the nature of the interest prior to consideration of the item. Could I call on a councillor to move a resolution adopting the open minutes of council meeting number 52 held on Tuesday the 30th of August 2016 and council meeting number 53 held on Tuesday the 6th of September 2016. Thank you, Councillor Wood. Deputy Lord Mayor, I'll move that motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Any matters arising from the minutes of the previous open meeting? No items of correspondence have been received in accordance with the Council's conduct of meetings local law. Does any councillor wish to discuss the confidential status of confidential and agenda items 631, 632 and 721? In that case, there are no reports from committee. There are 2 reports from management for consideration in the open session. The first is the record of assemblies of councillors. Councillor Sucker, presentation. Could I call on a councillor to move? Councillor Mayne.
Just a question, Lord Mayor. We've had 4 years of passing this on a monthly basis. It hasn't seemed to have added any value from what I've been able to see. I'm just interested from the administration as to whether we're taking a position to abolish this reporting requirement as part of the...
It's a statutory requirement.
No, as part of our submission to the Local Government Act review, have we taken a position on this reporting procedure?
Through you, Lord Mayor, yes, we've agreed with the suggestion.
Thank you. Is it seconded? Deputy Lord Mayor, I'll put that matter. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.2 is the Regent Management Company Proprietary Limited trading results of the 30th of June. Would councillors like a presentation on this agenda item? In that case, can I call on a councillor to move it? Councillor Mayne, seconded. Councillor Wood?
Sorry, Lord Mayor, I'd like to move an amended motion as it appears on the screen.
Sorry. I haven't got it on mine. I can't see that. Unless these things are mirrors, they're no good to me at all.
It's just asking for a donation to my campaign from the Regent Management.
Happy to second that. Oh, yeah. Didn't we do this last year?
To no avail, but we're being consistent.
So will they be. Councillor Wood, thank you. Councillor Mayne, do you wish to speak to it?
Yes, Lord Mayor. These are the annual financials that come from the quirky beast known as the Regent Management Company Proprietary Limited, which is a joint venture landlord between the council and the state. The financials show that while the continuation of reported statutory losses, courtesy of depreciation, has led to now $19.5 million of accumulated losses, the company actually continues to accumulate cash and now has about $2.9 million of cash sitting on its balance sheet. So the reason for the amendment is that because this our share of this $2.9 million does not appear anywhere on our financials, it is literally a bit of a hollow log in terms of accurate reporting of the assets of the City of Melbourne. And so given that it continues to accumulate cash, the argument goes that they should pay a dividend or make a capital return back to the shareholders. We did this amendment last year and the state government representative said no, so we just figured just being consistent to say that we don't want you accumulating cash. If you've got lots of cash, you may as well distribute it to shareholders, and if you ever need cash, we'll do a capital injection. But don't just accumulate cash off our balance sheet, because it's not good governance to have a hollow log sitting over there accumulating cash. So that's the reason for the amendment. Apart from that, it's business as usual with the David Mariner paying very subsidised rent. It's a trophy asset. Maybe one day the next council should look at whether the state or the council should own it, because a 50-50 joint venture is unusual. But it is what it is. We haven't changed anything over this 4-year term, just the cash has continued to accumulate from the very modest subsidised rent before it does kick up in a year or two's time under the long-term deal that was struck back in the 1990s.
Councillor Wood. Further contribution or debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the reports from management to be considered in open session. There is one item of general business, and that is the post-travel report from Councillor Louis, attendance at the BPCE Roundtable Ho Chi Minh City and meetings in Kuala Lumpur in September. I'll call on the Council to move this, please. Councillor Louis is seconded. Councillor Wood. Councillor Louis, do you wish to speak to it?
I can very briefly, Lord Mayor. Just to say that the Council's doing business globally strategy, we've activated the meetings now with the City of Kuala Lumpur, and I'm glad to see that the Mayor of Kuala Lumpur has been here recently in the recent months looking at our Yarra River and how to remediate their Klang River along the same lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Wood, further contribution or debate? In that case, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. This concludes the items of general business to be considered in open session. Any items proposed urgent business? In that case, could I call on the Council to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public to consider items of confidential business? Councillor Wood, Deputy Lord Mayor, I'll put that. All those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you. Could I thank members of the public for their interest and attendance and declare the open meeting closed to the public at 5:36 p.m.